Patterns of Presence, Day 13. Matthew 11, verse 28. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus issues an invitation. His invitation is to a specific group of people. It's for those who are weary and burdened. And while this invitation seems targeted to a specific people group, it's actually for all of us. Because this statement takes place within a wider conversation, a conversation that is all about doubt, the snobbery of organised religion, and the fickle pendulum of public opinion. This statement is an invitation into something that's out of kilter with all that other stuff. Jesus says, if you're tired and weary of all of that religiosity, that cynicism and scepticism, if you're burdened and feeling the weight of living in a world that is always changing its trends and its fads and what's in and what's out, if you're done with uncertainty and the swinging pendulum of right and wrong, come to me and I'll give you rest. Now, Jesus speaks to a people group over 2,000 years ago, but it would seem that the challenges that lay within their context are no different to those that lie within ours. Yeah, the specific outworkings and vices within their time and generation would have been different, but in reality, their societal pressures are no different in a generic sense than ours. Which shows really that what Ecclesiastes tells us is genuinely true. There is nothing new under the sun. We lament about the time and the age that we live in, the pressure that our kids and grandkids face that are different to those that we were raised with. But what we see now of those generations coming up after us is actually just an echo of what our parents and grandparents said about us, which shows that with every generation there are developments and advancements, but the way that they shape society and the manner in which we navigate them are pretty much the same. It can be hard when you live in an ever-changing world, when the pendulum of public opinion always seems to swing to the extremities, and when what we've known as absolutes and the unchanging definites are no longer considered to be true north anymore. How do you navigate when the compass is always changing? How do you find your bearings when true north is always moving? What do you do when it feels that the rule book is constantly getting rewritten and the narrative is always being updated? And for that matter, where is the hope when even the voice of religion is shouting out different truths? This was the story of society in Matthew 11. It was different stuff, different challenges, but they could be filed within the same categories. And the people then, like now, living within such a climate, found that it can be quite exhausting to exist within such a landscape. You can feel the weight of raising kids in this culture, the pressure of trying to stay within the ever-changing boundary lines, and the very real challenge of trying to find your own true north in the midst of the constantly evolving rules. Jesus speaks into such a landscape of life, and he says, if you're tired and weary of all of that, here's what to do. Come to me. Move in proximity to me. Set your compass to me. I'll be your true north. I'll be your home in what can feel like a strange land. I'll be your refuge in the midst of the chaos and upheaval. I'll be the still and the calm, the silence in all of this noise. Change your position. And I love the fact that Jesus doesn't ask us to take a position. There are no placards and petitions cited here. He doesn't say take a position. He says change your position. Move closer to me. Come to me. Do all that you can to move your soul in proximity to me. In the chaos and upheaval, prioritize my presence. Make me your true north. When you do, your soul will find rest. Rest is the place of recovery, it's the place of healing, it's the stance that brings strength and is accompanied by renewal. Jesus never promises that the trouble of life and of the world will go away. But he did promise that he wouldn't. In every season, in every experience, in every age and stage of life, and in every trial and challenge that shapes society and the world around us, there is one constant, one that remains unchanged, one that is faithful and true. He is never distant, never absent. He doesn't go away. He is consistent. So we set the inner compass to him, knowing that if we navigate in proximity to him, move to where he is, we will always find our true north, and we will always find the place of strength and peace, recovery and renewal. Jesus doesn't say take a position. He says change your position. But does that mean we don't stand up for our truth and we never defend our right? No, of course not. But what you find is that when you prioritise changing your position over taking a position, as in when you place his importance moving closer to him, being in his presence, connecting with him, then you discover that actually all things have been entrusted to him. He's got this whole world situation in his hands, and he's actually quite capable of handling it. But also, when we prioritise his presence and intimacy with him, then we find that in the moments when we do take a position and we do take a stand, we do so carrying his reflection and bearing his heart, which he tells us is gentle and humble. There are loads of voices, loads of noise, ever-changing boundaries in our landscape of life. The compass of popular culture is like a spinning dial right now. So let's instead lift our focus and place as our priority the moving closer to him. Let's build in the pattern of prioritising his presence and always making him our true north. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Today, change your position. In the craziness of this day, move closer to him. Find your rest.
Slow it down. Take a breath. Close your eyes. Rest your head. Just let go and let it be. He still holds the world while you sleep. He says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." As he holds you in his arms, the burden lifts. He says, "Learn from me, for I am your heaviness for peace. His yoke is light. He says, come to me." Lift your eyes, look ahead, call to mind all he said, for he is joy and he is light. And when you seek, you will find. He says, "Come to me, and I will give you." He holds you in Says come.